yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
They've been here for more than 20 years. Who knows what they went through as they were dragged to the slaughterhouse? What crime they were killed for? Did anybody ask them about their dying wish? What befell their loved ones? Their mothers, sisters, and daughters. They have been here for more than 20 years to haunt the history of humankind forever, to remind us that crimes against humanity can happen anywhere and anytime, even in the late 20th century, in the very courtyard of Europe.
Teško mi je, ali tada malo mi je lako što znam da je u mojoj entitetu da mogu doći svako makar 10-15 dana obići. Znam že da nije rasuti njegove kosti, da se osjećam se malo i lakšim, a da jednostavno nije jednostavno.
It's 1992. Bosnian Serb troops resort to violence in a bid to have a racially pure statelet after multi-ethnic Bosnia has voted for independence from disintegrating Yugoslavia. Villages are demolished, towns torched, their populations killed or put to flight. In Srebrenica, people are relentlessly bombarded and largely cut off from supplies of food and medicine. Ethnic cleansing is in the offing. The 1995 Dayton Peace Accord brings an end to the bloodiest European conflict since World War II, a war that left more than 100,000 innocents dead.
Mr. Karadzic, could you please stand?
March 24, 2016, 2 decades after the guns fell silent in Bosnia, a special UN court in The Hague, Netherlands, sentences the former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic to 40 years in jail.
The chamber hereby sentences you, Radovan Karadzic, to a single sentence of 40 years of imprisonment. Please be seated, Mr. Karadzic.
Nicknamed the Butcher of Bosnia, Karadzic was convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity.
The chamber finds you, Radovan Karadzic, guilty of the following counts. Count 2, genocide. Count 3, persecution a crime against humanity. Count 4. Extermination, a crime against humanity. Count 5. Murder, a crime against humanity. Count 6. Murder, a violation of the laws or customs of war. Count 7. Deportation, a crime against humanity. Count 8. Forcible transfer as other inhumane acts, a crime against humanity. Count 9. Terror, a violation of the laws or customs of war. Count 10. Unlawful attacks on civilians, a violation of the laws or customs of war. And count 11. Hostage taking, a violation of the laws or customs of war.
Karadzic is the highest-ranking political figure to have been brought to justice over the atrocities of the 1992-1995 Balkans War. However, he has been acquitted of his second genocide charge concerning the massacres that marked the start of the war.
For the reasons summarized during this hearing, the chamber, having heard all of the evidence presented by the prosecution and the defense, finds you, Radovan Karadzic, not guilty of count one, genocide.
That and the fact that he was given a 40-year sentence, not life, has left many in dismay. Although the conviction of Radovan Karadzic was an attempt to offer a note of closure to one of the bloodiest conflicts in the past century, questions have remained unanswered. Questions like, how did Srebrenica happen? Why were Bosnian Serb death squads able to murder thousands of Muslims in a few days under the noses of United Nations troops? Who delivered the UN-declared safe area of Srebrenica to the death squads and why? Answers to such questions might bring some others to the dock. According to a recently published article by The Guardian, new research reveals the fall of Srebrenica formed part of a policy by Britain, France, and the US, and by the UN leadership, in pursuit of peace at any price. Peace at the terrible expense of Srebrenica. Karadzic's case is like a pedestal on which the killed beast is put on display to prove that the danger is gone. But is it? The danger is still out there lurking as long as the dark shadow of ethnic and religious discrimination stretches over the continent. If the Western statesmen cared about Muslim citizens' destiny as much as other citizens, brutes like Karadzic would never soak European soil in innocent blood. The trial of Karadzic is to a degree a trial of Europe, and his verdict is also the verdict for Europe. By bringing war criminals to trial, Western officials want to show that they have progressed beyond bigotry and barbarism. But the tragic irony is that Europe's killing fields have now become impromptu campsites for refugees coming from the Middle East and North Africa. The way these displaced people are treated will be the acid test for the whole continent. Will it succeed and make up for the past?